Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Haley in Indiana, who made a bold move. She says, I quit my job last October to go back to school. My school is through our hospital, an allied health program, but is not part of the eligible educational institution list. In other words, it's not signed up with the government to receive federal funding. The total bill for the school was $4,000. $1,150 of this I've paid, plus another $500 in books, uniforms, etc. How can I apply this to my taxes? It says the HOPE credits, etc. are only for eligible educational institutions. Well, Haley, I called my buddy at IRS, and he says the law is pretty clear. Reading the definition of an eligible educational institution, it says, it's any college, university, vocational school, or other post-secondary educational institution eligible to participate in a student aid program administered by the U.S. Department of Education. Now, this is the part that matters to you. It includes virtually all accredited public, nonprofit, and proprietary or privately owned profit-making post-secondary institutions, and the educational institution should be able to tell you if it's an eligible educational institution. Check with your hospital. Generally, hospitals are associated with colleges or schools that are accredited, and I cannot imagine that a nursing program is not accredited. After all, how could you get licensed? So please check again. There probably is a connection to an eligible institution. If not, I'm sorry, you can't use the deduction, so bug them about getting accredited this year. Incidentally, you probably qualify to have your taxes prepared free instead of doing it yourself. See if you can find a local VITA site or tax aid site, and they may be able to help you get the credit. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about education credits and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.